feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
Touchdown, B. Scott! Touchdown, Buffalo! A pick six for the Buffalo defense!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
How did he do it? How did he do it?
I was sneaking in the door. Just sneaking in, had to part the door open, crawl underneath the crawl space.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Family owned and locally operated since 1933. At home, at work, and on the go, NOCO.
It's a grown dog's game. Ain't no puppies out here. Ain't no puppies out here today.
Completion is made out there to Thurman Thomas, and Thomas breaks free and gets the first down.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hour two, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. You just heard Van Miller's play call of Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas catching a pass, running for a first down and more. Been a while since we've talked to Thurman Thomas, but he is on the line with us live right now on this first day of summer. Last time we talked with you, Thurman, I think it was probably 15, 20 degrees and snow on the ground. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. School has let out. The Bills mini camp is over. Lindy Ruff, the head coach of the Dallas Stars. I mean, what else can go wrong?
A lot has gone on. My first and most important question for you, because as we all know, you have a knack for bumping into celebrities. Who have you bumped into lately? Who have you brushed elbows with, rubbed elbows with in the celebrity circuit that you travel?
Well, you know, John, I think since we've talked, it hasn't been a lot. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's been more of family things, winding down school, getting ready for travel volleyball, travel baseball. So I really haven't been anywhere, really. But I will start a trip come this Sunday. I am flying out to Oklahoma to play in a golf tournament for a buddy of mine, Scott Verplank, who I went to school with at Oklahoma State. But besides that, we're going to go and visit some of the people down in Moore, Oklahoma. You know, they had a devastating tornado down there, and we're going to go down there just to check on everybody and see how everybody's doing.
Oh, that's nice. I saw when that happened back in May, you were extremely concerned about what was going on just outside Oklahoma City. That's an area you're pretty familiar with down there, right?
Pretty familiar with, yes. Going to Oklahoma State for 4 years. Definitely got a lot of Oklahoma State alumni down there, along with Tulsa alumni and Oklahoma alumni. So it's always been a place for my heart, and it's devastating what happened to some of the kids down there, and just that entire state of Oklahoma. You know, they've always been a state that always pulled together, and I'm going down there with a bunch of my friends, Oklahoma State guys, and but I think later on in the year, myself and Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings is supposed to be getting together and trying to put on an event to raise some money for some victims down there in Moore, Oklahoma also.
Oh, excellent. What do you think they need down there, Thurman? If you talk to anybody down there, what do they need right now? Just money to get things back going again, do you think?
Well, you know what, John, I've talked to Scott Verplank a couple of times, and, they all is dandy, with the donation, people donating money. But I think more than anything, what he's done with, he's with TaylorMade and Adidas. And I think, what they're doing, he's donating a bunch of clothes. I think that's probably the most important thing that people need right now. But you have insurance, you have a lot of different other things, but, just not having anything to put on your body every single day, something totally different. And so Scott has got together and for the past couple of months have raised a lot of money to buy clothing for the little kids and some of the parents and whoever may need them.
Scott Verplank, the golfer, is he an Oklahoma State guy, sir?
Oh, yes. He's an Oklahoma State guy, originally from Dallas, Texas. And one of the things that I regret the most when being at Oklahoma State is Scott Verplank bugged me for 3 years to try to come out and play golf. And I didn't take him up on it, and I'm probably the worst golfer. I could be better, but I'm not.
Yeah, he would have helped, I would think, being with him.
Yeah, I had him and Bob Tway and E.J. Fister. All those guys were at Oklahoma State the same time I was there, and never picked up a club.
Oh, man. We're on the line with Thurman Thomas, the Hall of Fame running back for the Buffalo Bills, as we catch up with Thurman. It's been a while since we talked. And since we talked, Thurman, the sad news about Jim Kelly and his battle with cancer. Have you talked with Jim much about the initial diagnosis and how his recovery is going from the surgery from a couple of weeks ago?
Well, First of all, I started off texting Jim. He was still in the hospital for a couple of extra days, and just last week I went to go visit him. And as I was walking in the door, Jill was walking out of the door, going to run some errands for Jim. But he's in good spirits. You know, Jim has always been a tough guy. He said to me, you know, bro, this is just another 34. This is just another something I got to overcome. You know, with my mom passing away years ago, and then Hunter, and now this, just something that I have to continue with my life to be strong and show the support that I've always shown throughout the Buffalo community and what it means to be a Kelly, a tough individual that will take on just about anything to try to get something to achieve.
Well, of course, Jim remains in all of our thoughts and prayers as he moves forward. Thurman, we just last hour talked with a former Buffalo Bill. We talked with Troy Vincent, who is now Vice President of Player Engagement for the league. He's on his way to the Rookie Symposium. They get all the rookies together outside Cleveland for a whole week, really, of classroom instruction. What was it like when you broke in 1988? There was nothing like that going on then. Did they just throw you in the water and say sink or swim?
Pretty much, pretty much. It was pretty much that, you know. None of these things were really going on. I mean, you know, players are going to New York City now for the draft, and you know, you got the social network, the media, and things of that nature. We didn't have any of that stuff coming through, but I think it's important to have some of these guys in some of these things, just to. To get their mind straight, to try to keep them on the right way. I know it's a lot of these rookies right now are probably looking at what's going on with Aaron Hernandez. I mean, These are the type of things that you try to prevent, that you try to catch it at an early stage that, hey, this is something that's not allowed by the NFL and you shouldn't be a part of. So no, they didn't have it, but I'm glad the NFL has taken upon themselves to get programs like this started.
You know, I was reading a little bit about Aaron Hernandez over the last few days, obviously, and I did not know he grew up in Bristol, Connecticut, not far from where he lives, near Foxborough, Massachusetts. A lot of times, Thurman, you hear that some of the problems that these players have deal with their old buddies who want to kind of glom on to the guy who's got all the money and fame and access now, and they have a hard time kind of shaking that. Can you see how that might be a problem?
Yeah, I can see that being a problem. You know, one of the things that, you know, my parents did when I grew up is that, you know, my parents demanded that I hang with the right crowd. Don't get involved with a crowd that, you know, is constantly in trouble. And I think Aaron got caught up in that, you know, being from there and then getting drafted by there. You're always going to have your buddies that are going to be there for you, that were with you through thick and thin, early in your career, whether it was high school, college, and now the pros. But, you know, sometimes you gotta step away from that stuff, John. You have to live your life accordingly to the way, you know, you were raised, as a parent, as a young kid. And I think some of the kids these days, I mean, you hear it all the time, you know. I hate to hear the word, you know, him bringing his entourage. I mean, that to me is just, that's something that, you know, you're waiting for something to happen, because a lot of people, you're coming in with five or six or seven guys or whatever, and obviously you're the big name guy and you're going to be probably paying for everything. Things like that have gotten a lot of players in a lot of trouble. And so hopefully, you know, this can get resolved very, very soon and move on and just play the game that we love.
Hey, Thurman, and the other thing that Troy Vincent's group, the player engagement group, does, one of the other things, is assist players in their post-football career. They do a lot now with all these boot camps and set them up with broadcasting or movie making or the business of music or business of business. You didn't have that, but you seem to make a pretty smooth transition from your football life to life after football, would you say?
Yeah, I did. And you know what, John? As an only child growing up in Houston and being at Oklahoma State for 4 years, you know what? I learned to take care of myself a lot on my own. And I took upon myself that when I left college, that one of the things that I was going to do was that, you know, you get this alumni book from your school that you graduated from, that you went from. And I made a very good attempt to stay in touch with the people that helped me, you know, go through school, go through 4 years at Oklahoma State, some of the alumni. You know, I kept in touch with a lot of those people once I got to the National Football League, because, you know, you might meet those people. And it's good that the NFL is doing this, putting on, okay, what do you like to do as a person outside of football? Because this football is not going to last forever. and you need to make a smooth transition from football to whenever you retire to make a transition into something else that you would, that you love doing. That's something that you want to learn, something that you love doing, whether it's broadcasting. It could be coaching. You see a lot of players that leave the National Football League after they retire, jump right back in it and become a coach, maybe an assistant coach for 7-8 years, and may have that opportunity, you know, to be a head coach in college or in high school at a D2 or D3. So there's a lot of opportunities out there, and I'm just glad that the Troy Vincent and his guys are doing an excellent job of trying to get these guys prepared better.
Dermot, just a couple of questions about this year's Bills, and we're in kind of the slow period now with the mini camps all over, and it won't be long before everybody's debating whether E.J. Manuel or Kevin Cobb should start at quarterback. Do you have any thoughts on that? Have you bumped into E.J. Manuel at all since he's been around here?
No, I haven't. I haven't bumped into any of those guys. You know, I know they're trying to grasp as quickly as they can the playbook that they have, offense, defense, that special team. But I did go up the last day of minicamp. I think it was the third day. It was a Thursday, I think. And wanted to see what all the hoopla was about you know, the defense making a lot of plays, things of that nature. So I did get a chance. But one of the things that I talked to Doug Whaley about, and I told him, I said, just looking at some of the guys that were on offense, defense, and especially guys that were making plays that I had never even heard of, you know, guys that they probably just picked up through free agency or through the draft. And I said, you know, this is probably going to be one of the toughest years you know, to really release somebody, because it looks like you have a lot of athletes at every single position, guys that are making plays that are unknown guys. And so it's going to make it a lot tougher on you guys. And he said, that's exactly what we want. The competition is going to be there, and that's exactly what we want. We want to make it a difficult decision for us to release a guy.
Did you see that fast-paced, no-huddle offense they were running, Thurman?
I seen a little bit of it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
A little bit of it, and I talked to Coach Hackett for a little bit and after the practice, and got a feel for what he's trying to do. He's trying to run an up-tempo, you know, without a question, without a doubt. And, you know, he wants that. The thing that I like about him, he said it over and over again, when in doubt, what are we going to do? We're going to run the football. And I know Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller loved that comment. And being a running back, I also loved it. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a fun physical training camp. I'm going to try to be down there as much as I possibly can.
Well, we look forward to seeing you down there. Thurman, thanks a lot for coming on with us tonight. It's good to catch up with you, and I hope we get a chance to talk again moving forward. Thank you.
All right, John. Have a great night, man.